Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Lucretia Hayes, your host of The Awakening, and I am so happy that you guys are tuning in with me again today to speak with one of my great friends and a woman who's doing amazing things, Kiana Budd. We're going to be talking about her book, The Pivotal Relationship, which is an excellent book, and also a resource for those who have dealt with any kind of abusive situation, but it's also just a great story for entertainment purposes, and it's quite inspiring, so I definitely highly recommend that book. And we'll be talking about some of the other things she's doing as a life coach and as a speaker, and just having some general girl talk, some time to chatter about the things that matter to women. You know, there are some things that's just common to our sex, and it's some of the things that we don't want to talk about that we actually need to get together to talk about the most. And so today is going to represent one of those shows. Before I get Kiana on the line, I want to make an announcement, and just to remind you guys to please, if you haven't, go visit us on Facebook / Your Healing Partner and like us there and spread the word. We're doing as much as we can and getting ready to add more resources to that page for those that are dealing with various situations. We're currently and have been for a few months now building a directory of assistance in various states and different agencies, building reputation. That's right now building a reputation and helping women, helping men, helping families, people who actually provide assistance to those in need. And we need a resource for that. So I want to use the page to kind of, you know, direct you guys towards some stuff if you're in different areas, the ones that we become knowledgeable of. And, of course, if you are working with an agency or you know of an agency in your area that does a lot to help women or children or families, or whatever the case may be, then definitely get with us. We would love to add your organization. Now, without further ado, I don't want to chitter-chatter too much because Kiana is just amazing, and I really want you guys to hear her story, hear her inspiration, hear her drive. She's just amazing. Kiana, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for the kind words. I really appreciate it.
It is the absolute truth. You have a bubbly energy that's just contagious. I mean, you can literally feel the faith pumping off of you. So that's a good thing.
Thank you.
Well, yesterday, guys, we made an attempt to do this, and I had technology breakdown because I forgot I was not in Texas. I'm actually in Arkansas. So today I'm in a situated place so we can just focus all our energy on Kiana because she dropped some information yesterday. It was just amazing, guys. I hate that you guys missed it. So we're going to kind of do a repeat and then move on from that. But Kiana, for those who are newly tuning in, could you tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and what gives you the drive to be all of these different things? Because you're doing so much.
Sure. My name is Kiana Budd. I am an author, a life coach, and a speaker. And I am out here basically trying to help promote domestic violence awareness, but then also promoting healthy relationships and empowering people to, you know, do their own, go through their own healing process in order for them to have healthy, functional relationships, whether it be romantic, friendship, or, you know, mm-hmm. work-related or even family relationships.
So, wow. I like that you said that. You broke down the relationships. That's good. Keep going. I'm listening.
Okay. So, I'm just, you know, out here just really excited about the different things that I have coming up. You know, I did just, as you mentioned, publish my first fictional novel, which is called The Pivotal Relationship. And it's just a story of a woman, you know, sharing her experience with domestic violence. And then also, like I said, the life coaching is usually, you know, it can be individually based or even group based as well. I do both. And then also in relation to the speaking, you know, I'm open to doing, you know, different types of workshops or conferences or, you know, group therapy sessions and so forth to help, you know, just continue to help empower people towards having healthy relationships and overcoming abuse and so forth.
Wow. Wow. Now, you kind of said a couple of things that I kind of want to go back and visit with for just a moment that you do, that you focus on. And one of the things that you talk about is that you focus on relationships. Now, this is a show, I always say this, this is a show for women and the men that love them, because if you love women, then you want them to be whole and complete as possible, because, I mean, it just, how is it ever anything bad for the person that you're getting in a relationship with to be whole already? So, you know, so I say that all the time, but you said that you like to focus on relationships, and you broke those relationships down, not only because a lot of times we only view or try to improve our romantic relationships, not realizing that we have so many other relationships and dynamics in our life, boss and worker, or, you know, whichever side of the fence you may find yourself on, business partners, and then you have family and varying degrees of family, so that you don't deal with all of them the same. Like, I don't deal with my mom and my children the same way. I mean, there's just so many different relationships that is, do you find that there's a core that needs to be in place and healthy for a person to be, you know, functional in all of their relationships?
I do. You know, for me, my core is spiritually based, because I have a strong belief that, you know, the power of prayer is definitely, you know, helpful in just kind of staying in tune with who you are, being able to take the time out to do some self-reflection from time to time, because whether you're going through something, you know, that, you know, that may be tough for you, or even if you're just at a good space in your life, I think we all should always take some time just to do some self-check, self-reflection, just to say, hey, you know, just kind of make sure that you're in a good space. I know that, you know, my radio show last year, I talked a lot about different topics that affects relationships, such as communication, the power of forgiveness. You know, just being able to, you know, learn how to appreciate another person in even the small things that they may do for you. So it's just being able to have, you know, different perspectives lined up in order to be able to, you know, effectively function with another person, another human being. And if you, even if you're in a relationship that's not healthy, you're able to recognize that and know that you need to part ways from it. So, you know, I definitely think that is a core. You know, like I said, for me it's spiritually based, but for other people it can be other things. You
right.
know, but you know, I definitely think that everybody should definitely find what centers them, what helps them stay focused and positive.
Wow. Well, that you. Well, when you say about the spiritual being for you, I think that I can honestly say people who have been listening to this show for a while, you already know how I feel about what I believe and who I believe in. I think that you have to be back in touch with your creator to find that wholeness, or to truly define it. And I like that you said that, because some shows, they don't want to touch on it. But me, I don't believe that you can even reach any level of healthiness, you know, your self-esteem and yourself being okay without dealing with your spirit life, because it is the spirit that we gain life from. Now, Kiana, tell us about the pivotal relationship, because I love this book and I love the story. I love the fact that it's not too heavy, and, you know, it's not one of those bring you down and just leave you pondering if there's any goodness in the world type books. So tell us about your book.
You know what, you're right. I actually intentionally wrote it to be kind of light. Like, I didn't, you know, I didn't write a 300 or 400 page book on purpose, because I didn't want any of the readers to feel overwhelmed with reading about abuse and it being too overwhelming. Because I know that sometimes when you're reading about topics like that, some people can really get into it emotionally and start to really feel a connection to the characters. So while I do want you to find some relation to the characters, I still wanted you to be able to still walk away feeling inspired, empowered, and like you said, even entertained. It was definitely a page turner. It definitely makes you, you know, wonder what's going to happen next. But in general, the book itself, it follows a woman's journey. Her name is Carrie, and she is basically reflecting on things that had happened to her in regards to her ex-spouse. And she started with, you know, before she met him, to how they met, the contents of their relationship, and, you know, how they fell in love, and, you know, but then even how the abuse started. And it was very subtle, and how she just ended up finding herself eventually, once she got the first physical assault, by then she didn't realize that she had already been abused mentally, emotionally, to accept the physical assault and not walk away. And so I think what I like the most about the book, that it helps people understand that, one, abuse comes in various forms, and then it also helps people understand why a lot of times victims immediately leave a situation after the abuser has physically assaulted them the first time. You know, I know that I've heard a lot of public scrutiny of people criticizing the victim, sometimes more than the abuser. You know, even when we look at some of the different celebrity situations that have recently occurred, and people are like bashing the victim for not leaving and not understanding where that person is mentally and emotionally, and how the abuser really manipulates that person into making them feel like that they have no choice but to stay and deal with that situation. But then the story moves on to also, you know, let you know that the abuse doesn't necessarily stop or end just because you physically removed yourself from a situation. Abusers don't let go easily. So, you know, it also shows the things that she went through even after she, you know, separated herself from this person, and she still had some things that she had to go through. And she also turned to a spiritual core for herself in order to have some strength to overcome that he was putting her through, and even to get the emotional healing to stand up for herself and no longer be afraid of this person. So the book does end on a positive note, and I do love that because, it, you know, I know most people think if it's abusive and, you know, expanding over a period of time, then that person has defeated the other. And so I think that the book is really, you know, good for people to just see the journey and what really happens, and give people an understanding of what happens in an abusive relationship, all the things that can happen, from the abuse to interaction with friends, family, the legal system, everything. So I just think it's definitely informative. It definitely will help people who don't understand, because I think the reason why a lot of people, they touch on the topic of domestic violence, but they don't necessarily want to go in deep because it's still a big unknown to a lot of people. And unless you've experienced it or been in the trenches of working with people who've experienced abuse, people don't really want to be connected, you know, not in a deep manner. They just kind of want to say, yeah, that's wrong, that's not right to do, and then they leave it at that. So yeah. I'm just willing to be one of the ones to say, hey, this is what it is, this is what it takes to help, you know, people overcome these situations. So I definitely hope that everyone that I know so far, people that have read the book liked it, but so far I hope that, you know, people continue to be interested in reading and understanding the inner workings.
Definitely. Guys, the book, The Pivotal Relationship, it is on Amazon right now for sale, and you can also read it on your Kindle. And you can also check out any bookstore, wherever your favorite bookstore is, just walk in there and tell them you want a copy of The Pivotal Relationship by Kiana Budd. If they don't have it, they definitely can order it. Guys, I want to just take a brief interlude and give away a book. The call-in.
Cool.
That's exciting, huh? I love giving away books. It's just like, God, okay. The person whose last four numbers is 2367, make sure that you get with me after the show so that I can give you a book and get that in the mail to you ASAP so you can begin enjoying Carrie's story and, you know, being inspired to overcome whatever your personal struggle may be. So, you know, that was one of the things that I like about the book also, is that in the process of trying to overcome this one thing, she ended up discovering all these new strengths and all this, you know, the skills and the things that she was confronting and the things that she was learning was going to be good for more than just overcoming the abuse, but it actually strengthened her as a person. And so stuff like that, that can build anybody, whether you've been through it or not, just to see someone else overcoming whatever their struggle is and moving on and doing well in life without the guilt or without the feelings of self-hate or self-doubt and all of that, being able to just triumph in the face of past tragedy is beautiful. So
exactly.
I applaud you
and you know
story.
What? And I think this is a great book for book club, you know, because it definitely starts a great discussion about relationships, you know, about dating. You know, I know that a lot of people have conversations about, you know, what to expect when you're dating someone, what to look for, what red flags to look out for. So I think, you know, it's definitely a great book club discussion, whether it's for book clubs or, you know, networking groups or relationship groups, you know, who try to, you know, address different types of topics.
Wow, that's a great idea, a great idea. Kiana, I want to move on and talk about something else that you do, which is the speaking. And
sure.
I know, of course, that we're definitely, I see that you have a passion and can speak for people who have been through domestic violence and those kind of situations. But what all do you do in terms of speaking?
I'm pretty flexible, but I have facilitated anger management workshops for different programs, such as even being in women's prisons. You know, I worked with the abuser intervention program. I spoke for, you know, professional development in relation to, you know, helping educate even professionals on how to interact with clients that may be facing abusive relationships in their home. So I definitely am in a position where I can, you know, speak to people more about educating them about domestic violence, specifically intimate partner violence, or, you know, even helping people learn how to have anger management and also just providing some tools on just dating and marital relationships. You know, I've been married myself and, of course, dated as well. So I think having the experience of both, I really feel like between both my professional, personal experiences, I have a lot to share. I have a lot of things that, you know, I think that would be good information for people to just see that, one, they're not the only ones going through the things that they do. I think that when I talk to different people around me that I encounter, you know, a lot of times they feel like they're the only ones dealing with certain situations. And when they,
right.
when we speak and I can relate to them or even just be aware of what they're going through, understanding what they're going through, it's like they get a breath of fresh air. You know, I can see them exhaling, and they're usually like, oh, wow, I thought it was just me. So I find myself to be very relatable in my speaking because I try to get people to understand that I'm not just lecturing you. These are not textbook, you know, not limited to just textbook information, but I can actually share, you know, a lot of my personal experience as well, you know, to let you know that I get it. I get what your journey is, but regardless of the struggle, you can definitely overcome them, empower yourself to be able to.
Wow, that's awesome. I think that's important, too, especially in speaking, because, I mean, now you want to know that who you're talking to has some experience in the area. And I know that one of the things that's amazing to me, that people still think that people who make it to a certain place in life, that they hadn't endured various things. It's kind of like, oh, she never went through that. Look at her. Her life is this and that, and you really don't know what, you know,
exactly.
God saved the person from. You just think you know. So it's amazing what a fresh dress and a new wig or weave or haircut would do for a person, and, you know, a whole lot of prayer and faith. They, you may not see the story, but let them tell you, you know. So anyway, I love the fact that you do that, and I think that right now relationships, something relating to relationships is almost always at the top of the Google list, the Bing list, all of that, that people always want their relationship advice and help. But let me ask you this. When it comes to relationships and dating and different things, do you find that most of us seek out help that we never intend to listen to?
I do. You know, it's funny that you said that because I think it was just last Sunday, my pastor preached, and he said, you know, be sure that you're working with people who are ready for the help. And he was saying that because he was like, a lot of people try to say that they're ready for transformation or they're ready for change, but they're really not. But when you encounter someone who is, and usually their issue is immediately resolved. You know, so wow. I do believe that it does make a difference. Because I've worked with some people in the life coaching aspect where, you know, it can be challenging because if you're really not ready to face, you know, what I like to call that mirror, where you have to basically look at yourself and kind of have some accountability for some things in your life. You know, we all face some hard issues. We all face some tragic experiences as well. But at the end of the day, we still have the power to decide how we're going to allow those situations to direct the course of our life. You know, so
right.
Either we're going to say, I'm going to let this situation defeat me and keep me down, or I'm going to take this situation, I'm going to learn what I can from it, and I'm going to move forward and apply the lessons that I learned.
Right, absolutely. And that right there, folks, will save you and I so many headaches to actually do something with what we're learning. It does us no good to learn everything if we are applying little to none of it. What
right.
really matters is applying the little we know, because it'll bring about more information and more knowledge. You know, that's just important all by itself, but I don't want to get off and get stuck right there, because there's one other aspect that I really want to talk about with you, and that's your life coaching and some of what you're doing with people. I want you to give our listeners and those who are signed on a way to contact you if they want your services, just to learn more about you or even to just sow into what you're doing, because sometimes, guys, you might not want or need the services, but if you know that there are a lot of people who do it, you wish you could do it, but you can't. One thing you can always do is give to those who are doing it, you know, and make their job that much easier.
Right. And, you know, I can definitely be reached, of course, through social media. I have an author page on Facebook under Kiana Budd. It's Q-I-A-N-A, and my last name is B-U-D-D. My email address, you can send me an email. It's kiana@kianabudd.org. And my website is www.kianabudd.org. And, you know, you can shoot me an email. You can go to my website and submit a request, whether it's for life coaching services, speaking, or just even just a general inquiry if you just have a question or about the book. I'm also on Instagram, Q-N-A-C-H-I-A, and Twitter, Kiana_empower. So, you know, I'm definitely reachable some shape or form. You know, we all know you can use Messenger. I do accept messages through my Facebook inbox. So, you know, I'm not blocking people from communicating with me through Facebook. So I definitely am looking forward to, you know, getting more connected with people, because I really do. I love people. I love interacting. I love just whether it's just saying hello or if I can do anything to help. I'm definitely always, you know, here to do that. So, you know, because I know that I needed help when I went through, you know, my different situations. So, I'm here. I want people to understand that I get it. You know, I'm not judging. I'm not just, you know, going to judge you or just, you know, try to convict you of anything.
Right.
You know, because I believe that everybody, you know, grows and develops at their own pace. So, you know,
right.
I really, you know, am here to be a support system for you. Because one of the things I learned, that a lot of times we'll go through situations and sometimes we don't feel like sharing those things with our closest family or friends. So, you know, just know that anything that you share with me is definitely confidential. It's not something I'll be, you know, will be posting on Facebook or, you know, sharing with discussions with other people. It's definitely whatever conversation is held between us, that's where it's going to stay.
Awesome. That is awesome. Guys, listen, I am encouraging you to reach out and connect with Kiana as soon as you can. A lot of times we say we're going to do it, and then later on we forget, we get busy, whatever. It's important that you make the right connection. She's one of those right connections to make. You know, you cannot, I love my Facebook timeline, Kiana. When I sign on, my timeline is like an oasis of beauty because I don't have to deal with all that, you know, mess really. Outside of a couple of family members, and I don't even have all of them on there, everybody on my timeline feeds me something every day, from scriptures to, you know, affirmations to something. And I think that it's beautiful because I'm creating my environment. And, guys, when you make purposeful connections like Kiana, you're creating your environment. You're choosing what you're going to feed yourself, who you're going to be around, and you're choosing what you're going to hear. And then if you keep hearing it, you'll believe it. Faith even comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's important that you understand what you're creating just by what you're listening to and who you're around. And can't you feel her bubbly energy? I know you guys can.
Yes, I know. I love to laugh and smile. Sometimes I have to control myself because I know I'm trying to be serious. But I do like to laugh and smile. But a lot of people like my laugh. They always say that it makes them laugh or whatever. So I guess at the end of the day, that is also a helpful form of, you know, therapy as well.
It is, definitely. It matters a lot to still have your joy after you've been through some things because, you know what, we all know some people who've been through some things and they look exactly like and sound exactly like they have because you can see the wear of the years and the worries that's never been removed. They're just out of a situation, you know, but it's still on them. But when God takes you through some things, and I can just say this straight, when God takes you through some things, he'll take you through, and then the smell of fire won't even be on your clothes or your skin. Well, no one will know you just come out of the furnace, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about you, Kiana.
Yes, I definitely can say. I definitely don't look like what I've been through. And you're right. A lot of people make assumptions that I just always have it together. But I definitely have some stories to share, you know, some experiences that I didn't even imagine I would ever experience. So I definitely have not had a perfect adult life. I've definitely had some experiences and really some tough moments for me. But I did have to make a decision to not let those situations defeat me, but to press through and even learn how to sometimes smile even when I don't want to, when I would rather just be crying. So, you know, it is a conscious decision to make. It can be hard. It's not easy. And, you know, don't get me wrong. You do need to cry, too. I do believe, you know, in crying because I am an emotional person, you know, because I do believe in that purging as well. But, you know, you do have to get to a space where you can't cry all the time. You can't cry 24/7.
Right.
You have to, at some point, have your purging moment and then, you know, say, you know what, I'm going to lift my head up high, I'm going to dry my tears, and I'm just going to keep going. So I definitely, you know, encourage anyone who's out there who's listening right now, you know, whatever you're going through, I definitely hope that, you know, if you don't have the support system, seek it out, whether it's me or someone else, you know, that you think may be able to help. So,
absolutely. Guys, I thank you for listening to us. Kiana, thank you for coming, and I want to have you again really soon on the show. Yes, ma'am. You do amazing job, and I commend you on that. Guys, again, get with her, get the book, The Pivotal Relationship. And, guys, we appreciate you giving us a part of your Sunday. You go be blessed, eat well early so that you don't go to bed with a full stomach. And we'll see you guys again on Thursday. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. Bye.